Imagine, it's a bright, cold morning in May. You're standing in a wide trench with more than a dozen other men, and you're knee-deep in mud. When did you get here? 8 days ago? 10? You've lost count. You remember how it felt, though. For the first time in your life, you had a cute sense of purpose. You fantasized about charging the forces of fascism, marching shoulder to shoulder with your comrades. There was an urgency to it. Something worth dying for. Or at least something worth writing home about. Right now, you're just kind of bored. No, bored isn't the right word. You feel stifled, like you're surviving in place. Yeah, that's a more accurate phrase. Words are important to you. You carry a couple novels in the pockets of your long wool coat, and a dictionary, English to Spanish, for emergencies. You are 33 years old. This isn't the first time you've held a rifle in your hands, but it is the first time you've aimed it at men. To kill men. Men who look like you. You stand up to stretch, 6'4" in a 5-foot trench. You take a look across no man's land. It's a barren stretch of smoldering mud and rocks, and lifeless bodies. Less than one city block separates you from enemy lines. Your comrade shouts at you. His voice is urgent, but you have no idea what he's saying.
Como?
Mantén el campanal! Mantén el campanal!
You reach for your dictionary. For a moment, you are enveloped in a blinding flash of light. You feel a violent shock, and then... weakness. Like your body shriveling up to nothing. You feel your knees crumple, your head hits the ground.
Lift him up. Where's he hit?
Someone pulls your face from the mud. You gasp for air and open your eyes. It's the American sentry. The only other person here who speaks English.
I need a knife. Somebody give me a knife. Cuchillo!
You try to ask where you've been hit, but blood pours out of your mouth.
Comrade, you've been shot through the neck. Please don't move.
Shot through the neck? Your mind struggles to grasp how finite it sounds. Feels. It's infuriating. The meaninglessness of it. You were prepared to die in battle. You wanted it to matter. The American cradles your head in his hands and asks questions to keep you conscious.
Are you married, comrade? You have a girl back home?
He splashes alcohol on your wound. It feels pleasant and cool. He leans his face in close to yours. It's calm.
Comrade.
His lips continue to move, but his voice fades away until there's nothing but the soft, insistent thud of a heartbeat. Your heartbeat. The world clouds and melts away as you drift back to that place where there is no darkness. You drift back to her.